All right, man. Welcome. It's a Friday, baby. Pre-show time. And let me see, man. What's going on with this thing? 1-2-1-2-1-2. I'm always doing 1-2-1-2-1-2 because you have to do 1-2-1-2-1-2. You don't do 1-1-2. You don't know what's going on, man. So tonight I'm going to go have dinner with my close personal friends, Ray and Don. These are guys that I've known since school. I've known both those guys since I was... I've known Ray since we were 7. I've known Don since we were around 10 or 11. And I've known these guys their whole lives. And one of the things you... I know a lot of you guys, you're hanging with friends. When you get married, when you get into a career, when you move around the country, when you do all that, you know, you lose track. You don't lose track of people, but you don't spend as much time with them as you used to. Yeah, because I don't want to drink and drive. Okay, good. Because we were communicating via text today about... So I'm having dinner with these guys tomorrow night. And, you know, because when you're around the country, you're not hanging out and, you get married. You have your family, you have your wife, you have your, you know, your relationships, and you're off doing your shit, man. You're not really hanging the way you used to. So one of the things that we sort of do is we try to have dinner with each other every few months, whatever, since we're living in the same town. Because, I mean, there were long stretches where I'm living out of the state. Don lived in San Francisco for a long time. Ray has traveled around. Well, I think most of the guys stayed in California, but I've been here and there. So we're going to have dinner tomorrow night. And we were just communicating who's driving. I was the DD the last time we got together. In other words, I was the designated driver. I didn't drink. Those two cats had a ball, you know, and that was fine. I'm totally good with not drinking. I can still have fun. But tomorrow night, I thought maybe I'd like to have a couple of pops. So I'm saying to Don, are you driving? He goes, no, Ray's driving. I said, well, good, because I don't want to drink and drive. So one of you guys drives. And he goes, yeah. What the hell happened to this thing, man? Jesus Christ, this new phone, man. I'm getting used to it, Apple, but I'm not nuts about it. So tomorrow night, then on Saturday night, I'm having dinner with my, as Chris Norton would say, I'm having dinner with my sisters. You know, I've got two sisters, and I haven't had dinner with them since probably, I mean, I haven't had dinner with my sisters since about before the pandemic, which I haven't. But we used to get together once a year, and the last time we had dinner was around 2019, I think. They live local. I mean, my sister Marianne lives in South Pasadena. My sister Joanne's in Newport Beach. That's, like, pretty far afield of each other. You live in Los Angeles. You live in those three, you know, where I live out here in Ventura County. So those three spots, you try to triangulate. I mean, that's a lot of space between. But at least we're not living in different, you know, time zones and shit. So, all right. I was thinking about in the promo having something to do with the pre-show. All right, bro. So, yeah, tomorrow night, Alex Murdaugh found guilty in the murder of a wife and son. Yeah, I was watching that. I didn't even know about this goddamn case until the Netflix thing came on. He's a fucking weird. This Alex Murdaugh is one weird motherfucker. This guy was very powerful, man. This Alex Murdaugh was part of a family of lawyers going back to the early part of the 20th century. And very powerful attorneys in this bumfuck area of South Carolina. Sorry, South Carolina, I don't mean to be insulting, but, you know, your whole state's bumfuck. And it just is. And that's okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, just so long as you don't tell my ass what to do. Hey, guys, you know,